Okay. Fine. The animal that you ride is a
horse.
Okay. What do you call a horse that the male horse you keep around for breeding purposes?
Stud horse.
Any other name?
Stallion.
Okay. And neither one of those is particularly better than the other. Is there any difference?
No, I'd say not.
Did you ever do much riding?
No.
At all, or?
Well, a little. Sometimes from the field, I'd ride the horses up, or ride a horse up
mm-hmm.
from work.
Just bareback, or?
Just bareback with the harness on.
Mm-hmm.
But not very much of that, only if there's a long distance.
Mm-hmm. Problem, I guess, if the horse decides he wants to go pretty fast and you're bareback, is you might do what?
Bounce off.
Bounce off what?
Bounce off.
I'm trying to get a whole sentence here, though. You might bounce off...
bounce off its back.
Okay. The horse, if you use him... I guess even when you use him for a draft, but if you especially have him on hard surfaces, you want to put something on his feet.
Shoe the horses.
Okay. You ever play a game with this?
Horse shoes?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Do you have any other name for that game?
I don't think there is any other name for horseshoe, playing horseshoe.
Okay.
Well, pitch, unless you want that term, pitch horseshoe.
Okay. There's another term, sometimes I never heard it either before I started this, quoits or quoits or something.
Oh, quoits. That's where you throw these little circular rings and mm-hmm. pegs out there, which is different than horseshoe.
Okay. If you are going to use a horseshoe for its proper purpose, you attach it to what part of the horse?
To the bottom part of the hoof.
Okay. The plural of that is? A horse has four?
Hooves.
Okay. What would you say?
Yes.
Okay. What do you call a male sheep?
Ram.
Any other term you've heard used?
Buck sheep.
Mm-hmm. Is there any difference between the two?
There might be. Ram might apply to I don't know whether that applied to it would apply to sheep too, but maybe. But the sheep that we raised around here, the male was referred to as buck sheep.
Buck sheep, okay. I was really trying to. I don't think there's any difference between the two terms. I just wondered if there's any difference in usage. You might.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Think so.
What's the female?
You.
Okay. Usually you raise sheep for what purpose?
Produce wool.
Okay.
And mutton.
If you like mutton. What is the animal that you maybe feed slop to?
Hog.
Okay. Is that a general term for all types of... General term is hog.
Well, swine would be a more inclusive term than hog.
What's the difference?
Swine would probably include all the... it would include pigs, the sows, the boars, and shoats, and barrows.
Can you define each of those terms? That's exactly what I was going to ask you next.
What?
Each of those different types that you just enumerated.
Well, a pig is a young-born offspring from a sow.
Mm-hmm.
And the sow is the mother of the pigs. And the boar is referred to as the father of the male. And then there's the gilt too, which is a young female, and the barrow is a castrated boar.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other terms, incidentally, for that operation?